We are Jetpacks for Sale.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Mass.
WMFO, and this is the Antlers with a song called Shiva. Welcome to Acoustic Sailing. Today's program, we have the music of Brahms, we'll have Pete Townsend, we will have the Flying Burrito Brothers, and we'll have what you want to hear. 617-627-3800, that is the number. Call me. My name is Vin Maganzini, and this is Acoustic Sailing. Okay, without further ado, this is a friend of Acoustic Sailing, my friend and yours. It's live music from Mr. Pete Townsend. WMFO, Medford.
Time to forget your past. It's when the music takes a hold of you. The line is set, your last, where the music takes a hold of you. Say hey, I'm gone, but I guess that you can't stay away today. Free yourself from chains and the motions of the way you sway. Come on, let the music play into the night. Come on, let the music make it all right. Don't let the music fade into the night. Anything can happen, I swear anything happens all the time. Wait it out, space it out, it'll be alright, I swear you'll be fine. Come on, let the music play into the night. Come on, let the music make it all alright. Don't let the music fade into the night. Oh, and when the night is young and you still can run, if you break free from possibility, you can follow me. Come on, let the music make it all right. Come on, let the music fade from your sight.
That's Eddie Marshall from his CD, Life on Mass Ave. This is Vin Magazzini, and this program you're listening to is Acoustic Sailing. And I'll be featuring a song that you probably haven't heard in many a day, and it'll be up right after this PSA.
It's a medical breakthrough. Doctors are prescribing something new to help prevent cancer and improve survival rates. But you don't get it filled at the pharmacy. The answer is as close as your local supermarket. That's right. Research has shown that a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, beans, whole grains, and other high-fiber vegetarian foods protects against cancer and can even help survival rates. Side effects of a vegetarian diet include increased energy, lower cholesterol levels, and better overall health. And with the right recipes, a high-fiber vegetarian diet can be a delicious way to help shed those unwanted pounds. So, stock up today. For a free nutrition booklet filled with delicious cancer-fighting recipes, visit cancerproject.org or call 866-906-WELL. That's 866-906-WELL. This message brought to you by the Cancer Project, committed to preventing cancer and improving survival.
Stock up on those vegetables, you, all of you, and it's time to smash through the acoustic ceiling. And right now, this is a song by artist Bruce Cockburn, and it's called Lovers in a Dangerous Time. It's a wonderful song, and remember, life is dangerous, life is terrifying, and such is life. This is WMFO in Medford.
Don't the hours grow shorter as the days go by? This is off the album Stealing Fire. And take a guess what year it came out. Guess. 1984 with Bruce Colburn on WMFO Medford.
Bruce Colburn. And right now, I'll be playing Glenn Gould. But before I do, the quote's actually, "Everything in life is terrifying, therefore nothing is truly dangerous." I had to get that right. This is WMFO in Medford.
Thank you. certain kind of light that never shines on me. I want my life to be here with you, to live with you. There's a way. I know everybody said just to do everything that I can, but what good will it do if I can't have you, if I can't have you? To love somebody the way I love you.
Baby, you don't know what it's like love somebody, to love somebody the way I love you. Baby, you don't know what it's like. Baby, you don't know what it's like to love somebody, to love somebody the way I love you.
not into politics, and I don't have any real feelings about politics one way or another. But nonetheless, I, like, I think everybody else at the time really adored John Kennedy and thought he could really turn everything around. And I don't care if he bought the election. I don't care about any of that stuff. I don't care about it. Or he got us into Vietnam. I think he would have gotten us out. The Bay of Pigs, I think he would have straightened out.
Yeah.
Some people say, well, this is misplaced idealism. Well, maybe. I still don't think so. And I was in college, sitting in a bar on campus watching football game. You know, and they get those terrible bulletins on the bottom of the screen. That's the way it was for me the day John F. Kennedy died.
I dreamed I was the president of these United States. I dreamed I replaced ignorance, stupidity, and hate. I dreamed the perfect union and a perfect law undenied. Most of all, I dreamed I forgot the day John Kennedy died. I dreamed that I could do the job that others hadn't done. I dreamed that I was uncorrupt and fair to everyone. I dreamed I wasn't gross or base, a criminal on the take. And most of all, I dreamed I forgot the day John Kennedy died. Remember where I was that day? I was upstate in a bar. The team from the university was playing football on TV. Then the screen went dead and the announcer said, "There's been a tragedy. Unconfirmed reports the president's been shot and he may be dead or dying." Talking stopped, someone shouted, "What?" I ran out to the street. People were gathered everywhere saying, "Did you hear what they said on TV?" And then a guy in a Porsche with his radio hit his horn and told us the news. He said the president's dead. He was shot twice in the head in Dallas, and they don't know by whom. I dreamed I was the president of these United States. I dreamed that I was young and smart, and it was not a waste. I dreamed that there was a point to life and to the human race. I dreamed that I could somehow comprehend that someone shot him in the face. John Kennedy died.
developed certain nuances and different coloring by virtue of following John F. Kennedy. The day John F. Kennedy died, and suddenly into heavenly arms, reach out to hold me. It's suddenly not just this little pop love song, but it developed some other connotations to it, and to me, opened it up. I mean, then when you say, in a world that is ill, all the lovers, all the dancers stand still. Well, then you're coming with that John Kennedy song where something very ill happened, you know. When you're talking about, the song Heavenly Arms talks about impending doom. I mean, that song has a lot of warnings in it. It's a very romantic song, but if you listen in there to the rest of the lyrics, what's going on, he's talking impending doom, the impending storms, you know, like the raging storm for the heroine, in a world of ill will. Heavenly Arms reach out to me. And then it turns around and brings it down from the clouds to, in this case, it's my wife, Sylvia, that I'm talking about, who also did the cover of Oh.
Had to go crazy to love you. Had to go down to the pit. Had to do time in the tower, begging my crazy to quit. To go crazy to love you, you who were never the one whom I chased through the souvenir heartache for braids and a blouse all undone. Sometimes I'd head for the highway. I'm old and the mirrors don't lie, but crazy has places to hide in that are deeper than any goodbye. Had to go crazy to love you. Had to let everything fall. Had to be people I hated. Had to be no one at all. I'm tired of choosing desire. I've been saved by a blessed fatigue. The gates of commitment unwired. Nobody trying to leave. Sometimes I'd head for the highway. I'm old and the mirrors don't lie, but crazy has places to hide in that are deeper than any goodbye. Had to go crazy to love you. You were never the one whom I chased through the souvenir heartache, her braids and her blouse.
Crazy to love you. Of course, Leonard Cohen there. This is WMFO in Medford. And now for the rundown of all the tracks you heard. Get ready. I will tell you them momentarily. Okay, we started today's program with friend of Acoustic Sailing, Pete Townsend. He gave us a song, a Who song called I'm a Boy. That was live, and I kind of liked it. It reminded me of a lot of the things that Tommy had deep inside. If you listened very closely, you heard the climax of some of the songs that Tommy came about, the tension, the turmoil. Everything was there, and it was only in a three-minute pop song. I'm a Boy, Pete Townsend, live. Then we heard some bluegrassy music. It was Sam Bush giving us Russian Rag. That's from his Late As Usual album. Then we heard Eddie Marshall. Eddie Marshall performed right here on Acoustic Sailing just a matter of weeks ago. He gave us Let the Music Play. That's from his Life on Mass Ave CD. Then it was a throwback to 1984. It was Bruce Colburn with Lovers in a Dangerous Time from Stealing Fire. Then we got into Brahms, and yes, this was a Brahms theme show. We heard a Brahms ballad, Opus 10, from Glenn Gould. It's from his Brahms Ballads and Rhapsodies. Then we went into a piece by Tom Barabas. It was from a track or an album cut, Nocturne in E, I believe it was a Chopin Nocturne. It's from his CD, Classica Nouveau. Then, of course, it was the Flying Burrito Brothers, To Love Somebody, from Close Up the Honky Tonks, followed by the original, the Bee Gees, who gave us To Love Somebody, from VH1 Storytellers. Then it was Glenn Gould again with Rhapsody, Opus 79, number 2, from Brahms Ballads Rhapsodies. Then a little dialogue from Lou Reed in his amazing song, The Day John Kennedy Died, from The Blue Mask. Tony McAlpine was in there with a Chopin Etude number 2, Opus 25, from Freedom to Fly. And of course, ending the program was Leonard Cohen with Crazy to Love You, from Old Ideas. And crazy it is to fall in love, and it's the only sane thing to do. This is WMFO in Medford, and thank you all for listening. The program's called Acoustic Sailing. It's a program every Saturday from 4 to 5. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate all the phone calls. And it's time for me to say bye-bye. Remember, there's a time to dance and a time to cry, a time to mourn, a time to laugh, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together. And the time to make your mind up about music is never. This is WMFO Medford.
Las Vegas fight, fighting for the people. everything's for sale. Yeah, the house and the boat and the railroad car, the owner's gotta go to jail. He acquired these things from an